In conclusion, it's important to understand. In conclusion, I think it's critical that everyone understands that it is not simply a matter of reacting to a perceived threat or to a crisis at hand that makes up true survivalism and preparedness. It's about careful, thoughtful, long-term planning, analytical perspectives of things that have happened before, education, the creation of knowledge and skills and experience that happen by treating survival as an activity that is every single day. Whether it's handling a flat tire, whether it's handling a problem with a person near you that you care about having a heart attack or some physical injury, all of these things, the outcomes of which are changed dramatically when you have prepared ahead of time to handle these common problems. Everything in the world can be overcome given time, opportunity, knowledge, experience, and gear. And the key is that you buy time because you don't need as much when you spend time ahead of time practicing and building skills. When you have gear and thoughtfully purchased gear or built or created gear that serves you, that you are familiar with, tasks that take hours take minutes. The results of actions change by you having done them before. You're no longer guessing. You don't hesitate. These are things that are critical that in the end will help you survive and thrive in whatever instance that you come upon. That is the key. And that's what we want. And if you survive, you can help others. And if I survive, I can help others. That is where true survival and preparedness comes down to. No matter how hard and how tough you think you are, we all need others. And we need to have others to live with, deal with, and interact with for a truly fulfilling life. We want to make sure that our community survives. And that's what the last three segments have been all about, establishing the idea that the stability in mind, body, and thought build results because it takes emotion out of the quotient. It's impossible to remove it all, but you can put yourself in a position where you are actually able to react in a way that you've already practiced. So it's controlled, calm response, controlled positive outcome demanded, and you know what that outcome will be because you've done it before. When you get to that point, it pays off in spades. If the first time that you went to change a tire was when you're stuck in a parking lot that has no lighting on a cold winter day, and they told you your wait is 3 hours for AAA while you have a quarter of a tank of gas left in your car, it's a bad day. But if you waited till then and you don't know, shame on you, not them. This is when you take your time to go out and take a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday and go out and pull your car up in a parking lot, rip everything out of your trunk and decide how much you don't want all that crap on top of your important spare tire so that when you really need it, you can get to it. You find out that that piece of junk that they gave you, they call a tire iron, the lug wrench, bends on the first try and you can't undo the lug nuts. So you get yourself a crossbar lug wrench for $15 and you get yourself a $50 1.5 ton or depending upon your vehicle, lightweight aluminum racing jack so that you can jack the car up safely and some jack stands because you never know how stable where you are is going to be. This is what it's all about. And when I talked in segment three about modern society, urbanism, and societal survival, the point is that if you are in a place now where you don't cook because you don't have to, where you don't even know how the food arrives at the store that you get to eat, when you don't even know how to prepare it, store it, or take care of it, let alone if you had no power, this is the time to get started. Look at, pay attention to the way that people used to do things all but 60 years ago, 50 years ago, when they actually prepared their own food. I remember in the 60s, the new thing of the TV dinners occurring. And suddenly my mom stopped cooking. And then she got sick of TV dinners really quickly. And I was put to task to cook at 7, 8 years old. Because the realities are, it's not the same quality of life. You get speed and you get lack of labor, but you get low quality. You gain all the way around by learning how to garden, by learning how to tend your yard and tend your vehicle. Don't leave these things to others. If you are one of those people who say, that's what I work for, I pay other people to take care of it, what will you do in the moment that those people are no longer interested or available to help you? What will you do? There's no calling 911 if the entire grid is down, because even if it is working, everyone who has a phone working will be inundating them with questions and complaints. You must grasp the concept that it is personal responsibility, self-reliance, strong individualism that built this country, that made it great, that you can grasp and grab onto to make yourself have a level of calm and security. Lots of people who I speak to who are borderline on that edge of completely incapable of taking care of themselves, who use terms like someone jokingly said to me the other day, but really meant it, was, that's why I need a husband. No, I thought you were woman, you were strong, you were competent, you were capable. You should be able to take care of those things because we're all equal, but we're not. So that's why we need a level of ability to have a team, to work with our neighbors, to work in our community. You need community to survive. Even the toughest of us need that. Wrapping them all together, you realize that EMP represents a real threat, but it is not the end of the world. It is only the end of the world for those people who think that a chicken is born on a styrofoam tray with a nice little pillow underneath of it and a clear plastic over top of it. You need to build skills, knowledge, and work with others so that in the time of trouble, when you need others and you need those skills, they will be at hand. Not trying to threaten, force, or worm your way in through manipulation. Learn to build relationships, build skills, build knowledge. That's the wonder of things like the meetup groups, like visiting ours. Go to practicepreparedness.com, click on the link to the meetup groups. Keep following and follow me on Twitter. I'll be posting my upcoming events and my classes that won't be with the meetups. Check in with us from time to time. As I always tell you, there is no disaster when prepared. I'm Will Hemingway. Please be safe. Please take some time to prepare. And as always, there is no disaster when you are prepared. Until next week, stay safe, stay ready, and stay alert. It is the key. Situational awareness is everything.